It is biathlon time. World Cup action. First time in 2 decades we've had a biathlon World Cup at the Canmore Nordic Center. Why'd the world forget about us?
I think what we forget is a lot of this stuff happens in Europe.
Yeah.
Where it's huge.
Well, it is huge. And they're hoping to fill the stands because it's going to be majorly televised with millions of people watching in Europe and Scandinavia. And they want to make sure that they all know that Canmore is a really awesome supporter of Nordic sports. I've noticed that, you know, a lot of the videos and the lead up promotional materials and even the news stories, they've really positioned Rosanna Crawford as the big star of the biathlon circuit and the Canadian team. And she is. She had a really great season last year. She started out all right, and she's been battling some unfortunate bugs and illnesses over the course of this year, but from what I understand, yeah, that's par for the course on the Nordic circuit. You're traveling to all these countries, you pick up bugs all over the place, and you got to be in like prime physical form for a sport like biathlon or cross-country skiing.
It's not just Rosanna Crawford. I mean, she is a recognizable name.
Totally.
We are here in Canmore, home to the national biathlon team. Most of them have either been born and raised here or live and train here and call this home.
Yeah.
For the fact that this is the first time in over 2 decades we've seen a race of this caliber here, what I see is the best opportunity that we have as Canmore residents to show up, support, and see our neighbors, our friends, and our athletes perform at the ultimate level. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not going to get a chance like this again for a while.
Yeah.
So those cowbells are needed. It's not just to fill the screen. We fill them with our energy as well.
Totally. You know, I imagine the atmosphere is going to be like the cross-country World Cup races that we've had a couple of times in the last decade. And those are a blast to be at. You go up there and everyone's cheering and hollering and partying. And if a Canadian does well, I mean, that's exciting.
Regardless of medaling or not, I'm just so proud of our local athletes, what they achieve on the international circuit. And I'm honored that we're able to offer such an event here at a world-class facility like the Nordic Center, and then back that up as a community with the Winter Carnival and all the events that are set to happen over the next 6 weeks. It's an exciting time in Canmore.
There's no public parking up at the Nordic Center, but you can catch the free shuttle behind the Downtown Visitor Info Center, the Rome bus stop there, running every 15 minutes on race day. So there's lots of opportunities to head up there and check out the action.